Richard and Kim for breakfast.
Proudly Newcastle.
11:43 2HD.
Well, in the news with Georgia, it's capturing headlines all over the, well, not just Australia. Former Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson has been acquitted of his criminal conviction for concealing child sexual abuse. The judge found on appeal that the Crown didn't prove its case against the Archbishop beyond reasonable doubt, and somebody who's had a bit to say about this subject for good reason is child sex abuse survivor and tireless advocate on the subject, Peter Gogarty, who is on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Richard. Good to be with you.
Likewise, Peter.
Peter, thank you. Hi there. Look, shock would be an understatement. I think the whole country went, what, when this came out yesterday. How did you feel?
Yeah, I think that's the word, Kim, shock and disbelief. I think particularly in circumstances where Judge Ellis made a decision that was not just a little bit different to Magistrate Stone, you know, saying, well, look, he made an error, but he really turned the whole matter on its head, where Magistrate Stone said people were credible, Judge Ellis said that they weren't. Magistrate Stone described Bishop Wilson as evasive and dissembling, but Judge Ellis said that he was honest and believable. So I think I still haven't quite come to grips with what happened yesterday.
Well, that's what surprised me, the fact that he said he was credible and honest, and that wasn't the summation, as you said previously. He said he was honest, he was consistent, he had reasonable doubts that he'd been told about the abuse. He said there were very honest features of his evidence to provide a strong platform for him to be an honest witness. So it basically came down to this judge saying, well, it's his word versus his word, and I'll go with the Archbishop, or the former Archbishop.
That's exactly right, Richard. And look, I don't want to sound flippant about this, but when Bishop Wilson gave his evidence, he repeated over and over again that he would not believe anything was true. And I mean anything, because he was questioned at length on this. Nothing would be true unless he had an admission from somebody or the matter had been proved in a court. Well, and that included whether or not his favourite movie was on TV tonight. So, I really am stunned that Judge Ellis has found that Bishop Wilson was credible and honest and reliable. It seems to fly in the face of what so many people saw and heard.
Well, exactly. And then the other side of it was poor Peter Cray. His evidence being questioned, and then to see Peter standing outside yesterday sobbing was heartbreaking. I can't imagine what he and his family have been through.
Kim, you're right. And, you know, I've said to a few people, as you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and that was a conscious decision on my behalf. And I knew that there'd be ups and downs along this journey. But people like Peter Cray and his family are wonderful people who got involved in this not because they chose to, but because they had to. They needed to do the right thing. Peter has given everything with this. It's affected his health. You know, all sorts of consequences for that family. And even Bishop Wilson himself said that they were honest, wonderful people. Well, the Bishop's little legal victory yesterday has absolutely shattered that family, and I'm devastated for them.
The Catholic Archdiocese of Adelaide said it welcomed the conclusion of what they described, quote, as a process that has been long and painful for all concerned. We now need to consider the ramifications of this outcome. Do you think, and again, this is speculation, that Philip Wilson could be reinstated as the Archbishop of Adelaide?
Well, Richard, I think that's a possibility, but I think that would be tragic. I mean, the decision yesterday was on one fairly small legal point, and as much as I don't like it, I think for the moment we have to accept it. But I think in its entirety, there is far more that the Archdiocese of Adelaide needs to take into account before it reinstated Bishop Wilson, because a lot of those delays were because the bishop, I'll use the word feigned, and I probably shouldn't, but perhaps it was true, but we've had illness, we've had, I think, four appeals to try and make this go away, we've had the bishop saying for years in public that he would fully cooperate with a formal investigation, only to decline that opportunity. And this is just one small matter where the Archbishop's involvement in this scandal has been brought into question. So I would caution the Archdiocese against rushing into reinstating Bishop Wilson.
Oh, I would like them to have a look at our Facebook page, 2HD Newcastle. The public weight of opinion is this should not happen. It's just disgusting, some of the things that have come out.
Kim, you're right. I mean, this—it really is—it's a tragedy, and you know, on a bigger level, part of the tragedy is that now we've had a $5 billion, 5-year-long royal commission that found that more than 300 institutions and thousands of people in those institutions knew exactly what was going on with child abuse. They protected the perpetrators. They threw people like me and others literally to the wolves. And we now need to face the reality that not a single person and not a single institution has been asked to account for that. There seems to be no consequence, no repercussion. And, you know, that is the worst tragedy of all, that we have no outcome for this that puts those people, as I said, brings them to account and pulls them into line.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. All right, always good to talk to you, Peter. Thank you very much for having a chat this morning.
Great, Richard. Thanks, Kim. Have a good day.
Yeah, and have a good weekend. And I dare say you'll be getting a lot of feedback from other survivors.